We're going to start this international break checkup with Rich Ferraro to talk about Nottingham Forest. He is part of the 1865 Nottingham Forest podcast that is worth checking out on Sports Social, especially at times like these, because there's a lot to talk about, Rich. I mean, it just is not good when managers are being openly barracked by their own supporters 6 games in to their tenure. It doesn't bode well, and it feels as though an expression from the supporters that isn't just at the manager, but it's at the club.
Yeah, I think that's a fair reflection. I mean, I'm just going to point out, and I'm going to say this, and I don't speak on behalf of all Forest supporters, but it was embarrassing. Absolutely mortified. I wasn't at the match, watching it on telly, like so many people around Europe, and to hear that kind of reaction in a match where, you know what, we didn't play well, but we could have got a result and we got caught on the break. And I think the key thing to remember, no matter what you thought about the appointment, is that this is not a situation of Ange Postecoglou's making.
Well, I think it a little bit is, in that he doesn't have to take the job, Rich. And it's a really hard job, because last season, you know, you can have the conversation where the underlying numbers go a certain way. But what I think it would be fair to say is the previous manager showed himself to be really good at setting up, getting belief, riding a wave, bringing those players together. He's walked in at the moment where that's just beginning to ebb away, because that manager himself feels uncomfortable. Then he gets sacked or chooses to go, depending on your point of view. And now from there, Ange does have to deal with the club as he finds it, doesn't he? I mean, that's my one. I'm a very pro Postecoglou person. I like him in a number of ways. I think he was harshly done to at Tottenham, but he has opted into this.
He has, and I think that's a fair point. I would throw in there though that successful managers, and in fact some unsuccessful managers, tend to have an element of hubris about them. So
yes,
I should imagine, and I should imagine as well, that with the nature of the project and the fact that things have changed, and this is where we probably end up talking about the owner. So the appointment of Edu as director of football or sporting director or whatever he is, that means that is a slightly different kettle of fish. That's obviously what saw Nuno's departure. And therefore, I think he was coming in thinking, well, you know, there's a remit to change things, and I've got a track record of doing that.